I'm Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hey everybody, welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Brad Locke here on this Wednesday, June 7th. Gene Phelps joining me. Gene, how are you, sir?
Doing great.
Coming off a big winter spring sports banquet on Monday. First one we've had. We had a fall sports banquet this year, and then just the other day, Monday, we had the winter and spring sports banquet. So it's kind of a new thing we're doing here at the Daily Journal. You may have heard of it. But I thought it went off pretty well, without a hitch.
It did. It did. We had a nice turnout, and it's all about honoring these kids and honoring the schools. It turned out really well. I was wondering how the program would go with so many sports when you include basketball, which started in the fall, essentially in soccer. But, there might be some ideas that have been toyed with about maybe breaking it up into three events during the year. But, hey, that's above my pay grade.
Yeah, certainly.
But it was really nice. I think everybody there enjoyed it. I didn't see any negative feedback. So
yeah, we honored kids, top teams and top athletes in each classification, and then we had the overall winners. So for instance, in boys basketball, our team of the year for all classes was Ashland. In tennis, it was Oxford. Then you look at athletes of the year overall in several sports. For instance, in boys bowling, Josh Turberville of Tupelo, and girls basketball, Alaysia Scherer of Tupelo. Just through all the sports, tennis, track, powerlifting, archery, golf, softball, and baseball. Speaking of softball and baseball.
Right.
Softball player of the year was Hallie Donald of Moorville. She was the Daily Journal Player of the Year last year, and the Baseball Player of the Year, Trace Henry, also of Moorville. Now, for people who have been paying attention, we've been doing Player of the Year for the Daily Journal, for the publication, for years.
Right.
For both those sports. Normally, right now, people would not know who those people are, and we're not going to reveal the coaches of the year yet. But since we had this spring, winter spring sports banquet,
it's pretty easy to figure out.
Cat's out of the bag on the players. We're not going to have, Trace and Hallie be players of the year and then not choose them to be players of the year for the Daily Journal team that we're putting together.
Right.
Of course, Gene's compiling that for baseball and softball. First team, and I'm trying to remember what you told me last time. First team and second team.
We're going to do it like a first team, second team. Right now I'm trying to get mug shots. It's hard to do.
Yes.
I'm still looking for one from Corinth, then one from Nettleton. You know who you are.
If you're listening,
help me out. I think I'm about to go by. I think both of those players, and I didn't mention their names, are on the Tupelo American Legion team. I'm about to go by for a practice one day and
there you go.
Round them up.
Well, so there you go. Hallie Donald will be a Daily Journal Player of the Year for the second straight year. Trace Henry, he's a senior, as is Hallie. He's going to be the Baseball Player of the Year. We'll have stories and everything on that coming up.
Well, it's kind of neat. I guess it's not neat for the neat. Boy, that's an old word, isn't it? you figure somebody 61 years old would say neat. But both of these kids have signed with Jones County Junior College.
Yes.
They are a junior college and wanted to remain that way and not community college. So they're JCJC.
Yeah.
And, of course, what I was saying is it's not good, I guess, from a standpoint with Itawamba Northeast right here in our backyard. But the state's open, and community colleges can recruit anywhere in the state and get athletes. And Jones's programs, both of those teams at times this year were ranked number one in the country.
Sure
and,
were.
So Trace and Hallie Donald are both going down there to play ball next season.
And Hallie and Trace are going to be on the show today. We recorded interviews with those two over the past few days. They came in to get their photos taken. Very good job by our photographers. I've gotten a look at them. And so we're going to have them on the show on this week's episode. And, next week or whenever We'll wait till after it runs in the paper. We'll also have the coaches of the year on here. So that could be next week, could be the week after. We'll just have to see exactly when the all area stuff is able to run. It always runs on a Sunday, typically. So that's going to be the show today, is those two. So I suppose we'll start. We'll go ladies first with Hallie Donald.
All right. We got Hallie Donald here from Morville. She's our two-time player of the year in fast pitch softball. Hallie, I'm glad to have you with us. Wanted to ask you, I guess, bigger than being two-time player of the year, you're a two-time state champion in fast pitch. Just talk about winning the state championship and for a second year in a row, and what motivated you guys to come back and win again?
Well, we started out kind of slow throughout the season. Last year, we kind of knew we were going to state. I mean, we were rum-ruling everybody, and this year we kind of kept the games close, and they got me a little nervous, and then they started picking up in playoffs, and I was like, girls, this is when we need to start doing good. And everybody started coming up to the field doing extra. I don't know. We just started doing more than we had been all season. So I think that's what helped a lot.
And just talk about it. Y'all were pretty dominating in the playoffs, and then you go into the championship game, and you just, like, clobber those guys.
Yeah.
And – I mean, 1-2. I know last year you needed to go to the last inning and hang on to win. This year you put them away in two, and it was really
– Yeah. No. Well, in playoffs, like north half, we kind of kept it close, like with Wapanatahk. it was back and forth. I mean, we almost let them beat us in the second game. So I was like, girls, we can't do that at state. Y'all know y'all are going to give me a heart attack. So – We came out like fast and like started hitting the ball and playing good defense, and my pitching was on. I don't know what it is, but it stayed. I just always focus in, dial in more, and the girls they stayed focused at the plate and they took care of defense. So I think that's what helped. We jumped on them real quick.
It's a sign of respect, but you got intentionally walked 4 times in the championship game. How frustrating was that? And just talk about how you put that behind you.
Well, it frustrated me pretty bad. I mean, and Coach Perry could tell when I went to first base, he was like, just remember, that's just respect. And I go to the dugout, and I just sit there, drink some water, and then I'd be like, I can't let that get in my head. I have to stay focused and go out there and pitch and do my job there since I can't hit.
Okay. Had you hit a home run in game 1?
Yes, sir.
Of the series? Okay. Yes, so one swing was all they needed. Yeah. Okay. Again, you go and you strike out. You've had this great career pitching along with your hitting. Talk about striking out the last batter. Kind of that's a nice exclamation point, but on a career and a championship game, just talk about that and what your focus was and what you threw.
Well, I told one of the girls before I went out there on the mound the last inning, I said, I've never struck out the last batter in a big game. It's always been somebody else, a ground out, a pop-up. It's always been somebody else. And I was like, I want to finish it this year. And they were like, well, you can do it. I mean, you're striking out basically all of them. So I was like, well, I'm going to do it this time. And sure enough, I did.
What were you throwing? How many pitches did it take you to strike that batter out? Do you remember?
I don't remember how many pitches, but I know I threw a lot of curveballs.
Okay.
I threw that the entire series. I mean, all of our stats that we got from them said keep it away from them or keep it off speed, rise ball, don't throw it inside, they can hit it. So we focused on curveballs and they were working.
Hallie, it's okay to talk about the big numbers you put up this year, and you did. Man, you were 15-2 pitching, 1.44 ERA, 136 strikeouts, 434 batting, 30 RBIs, 5 home runs. I know softball is a team sport, but it's okay to talk about your stats. Did you have the kind of statistical years you were hoping for? Or do you even think about those things?
Yeah, I do. My dad reminds me all the time.
Okay.
And my mom. I kind of wish that I had more home runs and hit a little bit better, had my batting average up a little bit more, ERA a little bit lower.
Yeah.
But we played so many more better teams this year. Like, we played Neshoba, and we played just a bunch of other teams that we've never played before. So I guess I'm okay with it. I wish it was a little higher.
Did you see different pitching? I mean, this year as opposed to maybe earlier in your career? I mean, people weren't going to give you much to hit, I'm sure.
Aspen, I mean, I'm sure you've heard of her. She's awesome. And we played two good pitchers down at the beach during spring break. And, I mean, they could chunk it. And they were moving that ball, spinning it. And I think that's what helped us. Like, we were well prepared for state. But, yeah, they were pretty good.
You're going to Jones Junior College. I'm not going to call Jones a community college because it is Jones Junior College, and they like that. One of the top softball programs in the state and the country. What have they talked about? What your position will be down there? Where do they plan on using you?
Well, Coach Robinson has told me that when I'm not pitching, I will be on the field somewhere in the infield. So I'm pretty excited about that. I didn't want to go down there and pitch and then sit on the bench when I'm not pitching. And then he said that I'm going to be one of his home run hitters. I don't know about that, but he said I'm going to swing the bat, so I'm pretty excited about that.
You talk about pitching. What was your velocity this year? What did you ever know what you were clocked in?
Down at state, I think. It was one of the playoff games. Somebody clocked me at 60.
Okay.
So
So what's in your repertoire? I mean, what are your pitches?
My pitches? Yeah, like all of them?
Yeah, that you'd use in a game right now.
All right, I'd throw fastball, changeup, screw, curve, rise, drop curve. And then I have a trick pitch that didn't really work this year, but I think it might have confused them. They're like, what was that? And then I come in with a rise ball, and then they're like...
I've seen that. Is it kind of like a hesitation thing where you just kind of...
You just don't do the full circle. Okay. You just go back and throw it. Yeah.
Okay, I've seen it, and people, I've been there at a game, they said, we knew that was coming or something like that.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't.
All right. Well, Hallie, thanks for joining us today, and congratulations. Two-time player of the year. We don't usually have a lot of those that I can remember. You know, I can't remember things really that well anymore, but no, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's welcome in Trace Henry now to Prep Rally, our baseball player of the year, a senior pitcher and outfielder for Morville. Trace, first, congrats.
Thank you.
On a fine season.
Yes, sir.
Pretty good senior year, huh?
It was fun. It was really fun. I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it a lot.
Man, let's just go over the numbers first. We'll start with your pitching. Had a 12-1 record, 1.21 ERA, 120 strikeouts, and then in the playoffs, 5-0 record, 39 strikeouts. And I know Coach Derek Thompson told you before the season, okay, if we're going to do anything, we need you to have a big year on the mound. So I'm assuming that's kind of your mindset going in, huh?
Yes, sir. He just told me before the year that our pitching was what was going to really help us this year win games. And so I came in this year knowing we would swing it well because we're a good hitting team.
Sure.
But I just came into this year knowing that all three of our pitchers had to get it done on the mound and to win a state championship, which was our ultimate goal. So
yeah, and y'all did, especially in the playoffs. I mean, you had everybody pitching in. I mean, you had some guys who maybe don't pitch that often had to step in there, didn't they?
Yes, sir. They some guys that, you know, didn't have their number called on all year had to step up big come playoffs, and they stepped up and played the role. So it was cool to see that.
What's kind of your approach on the mound? What's kind of your repertoire of pitches, and how do you approach batters generally?
Coach, normally during the week, before we play, he'll give me like a scouting report on the other team and kind of how to pitch them. And this year's the first year he's really let me call my own pitches. And so, because everybody else, he calls pitches, but this year he let me call my own, and which meant a lot to me to know that he trusts me with it. And so in the back of my head, each batter that got up there, I knew kind of a way I wanted to pitch them.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what I did.
Yeah.
So me and Hayden, our catcher, had a good relationship, and so we knew we were on the same page together.
And then offensively, I mean, you're a leadoff hitter. You bat 380, had 18 RBIs, you stole 26 bases. I mean, prototypical leadoff hitter type numbers, I guess, although your average is actually much lower this year. I think you hit last year you hit like 470, I think it was.
Yes, sir.
And so this year you saw the pitchers approached you differently, didn't they?
Yes, sir. Last year I got a lot more fastballs early in the count, and this year it seemed like I was getting pitched totally backwards.
Yeah.
And coach sat me down one day and told me that he was like, hey, there, you just got to adjust to the pitching. And that was about halfway through the year. Okay. And whenever I adjusted, I saw my average go back up from what it was to last year's numbers. And so I'm just thankful for Coach Thompson and telling me stuff like that that helps. He did that with all our players. And that's why that's ultimately why we won state championships, because he's a heck of a coach.
Was it more of a mental or physical adjustment? Because I'm sure you're probably kind of feeling down about things, not hitting the ball like you were the year before, right?
It was both.
Okay.
Mental and physical, because, I mean, you go up there with the mental, you kind of feel down, I guess you could say, in your head. But physically, I felt comfortable physically.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just my approach. And once I figured out my approach,
okay.
The hitting came back and started swinging it well late.
Let's talk about this team, a little bigger picture. I mean, everybody who comes through this program knows the history. They know the name Rex Berryman. They know that he won 8 state titles with them over the decades. And and they know coming into this season it's been 12 years, which for Moorville is a long time between championships. So what was the mentality of this team going into the year, kind of knowing all that? Is that kind of thing kind of in your head? It's like, okay, we want to – it's not like Moorville fell off the map baseball-wise, but it has been a while. Is that kind of in your head?
Yes, sir. Last year we had a sour taste in our mouth after getting beat in North Half.
Yeah.
And knowing we were right there, and we had the team to do it, and we were right there, and all the work we put in, we just kind of – it just left a sour taste in our mouth. And we knew this year we had pretty much everyone coming back, and we knew that we would be just as strong, if not stronger. And so Coach told us, like, guys, this is our year. And if we want to put another number out on our wall and bring it back to Moorville, we're going to have to put in the work and put in the effort. And that's what we did in the off season. Was worked extra hard compared to what we have in the past, because we all knew that we wanted to bring it back to Moorville because it's been too long.
Yeah, yeah. And what's that feeling like for you and the rest of the guys to know that you've got Moorville back on top?
It's a great feeling, because I mean, that's what we've always wanted ever since we were in junior high, is to win a state championship. I mean, I think that's what everybody wants, is to win a state championship. And so that was our ultimate goal, and that was what we pressed for each and every time we stepped on the field.
Great year for you, great career, Trace. And now you get to go on to the next level, going to play for Jones Junior College, one of the best JUCO programs in the country, hands down. I think they were number one during the regular season, and they got upset in the postseason. But are you going to go down there and play in the field, be a guy who hits and steals bases, I'm assuming? They're going to let you pitch any?
Yes, sir. They've told me I'm going to pitch a little bit while I'm down there, maybe come in some relief opportunities. And
okay.
I mean, I just go down there and whatever coach wants me to do, I'll do. I mean, so I'm all ears whenever I go down there, I guess.
What do you like about that program and their style of play?
I feel like it fits to the way kind of like I play the game. They're fast. They can hit.
Yeah.
They like to steal bags. And all the guys that come out of their program, they had double-digit guys signed this year to a D1 school. And that was something that really impressed me, is because, I mean, that's my ultimate goal, is
to
get to the next level after Jones. And it seemed like they're every year the ones putting out the most guys into a Division I or Division II school. And so that's kind of what intrigued me the most.
Yeah,
not Jones. So,
yeah, good program, definitely. From one good program to another. Trace Henry, again, the baseball player of the year. Trace, I sure do appreciate your time, and good luck going forward.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, good stuff from both of those young people there, Hallie and Trace. Congrats again to them on their accomplishments. Good luck going forward there, and that's it for this episode.
It is, and I'll tell you what, there's not going to be people, not many people are going to argue with their selections this year. I tell you, when I told Trace the other night at the banquet, I said, you know, you look at the statistics and things, and that's just one of the things that figures in. But I talked with a number of baseball people, and everybody kept pointing back to him.
Yeah.
So it kind of became easy. And for Hallie Donald, I mean, she was defending player of the year, I guess, and she didn't do anything to lose it.
No. And we've had, you know, in the past, we've had in various sports a player of the year win it one year and then not win it the next. It's rare. And you don't have a lot of repeat winners. We've had our share, certainly. But Hallie, like you said, yeah, did, you know, just kept on getting better and better as a player. And certainly, I think they're both quite deserving of the honors. So thanks for tuning in to this episode of Prep Rally, coming to you every Wednesday. You can find us on iTunes, your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Just click the subscribe button. If you use the podcast app, you'll get notified when new episodes drop. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. Gene's on Twitter at Gene Phelps. I'm on there at Brad Locke. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.